Welcome to the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast. We don't shy away and keep secrets here. We empower you with education, telling you the truth about all things aesthetic medicine, while encouraging you to be the best version of yourself. It's time to look great and feel good doing it. This is your host, mom, speaker, and board-certified physician, Dr. Judith Forger.
Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 56 of the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast. Today, we have another very special guest. We have my incredible medical esthetician from my office, Concierge Medical Arts, Miss Michelle Williams. Michelle is like skin master esthetician extraordinaire. She has over 13 years of experience as a medical esthetician. She is an expert in all things skincare, peels, laser, and energy devices, and has a passion especially for acne treatment. She's married, she has a child, and she herself states that she absolutely loves being an esthetician. Today, we're going to talk about something called Acne Mechanica. And if you have not heard about it, you are in to learn something today. Most of you have probably heard about maskne. That was something that really popped up during COVID when we were all required to wear masks. But there's really much more to Acne Mechanica than maskne, and we're going to explore that together. So first of all, please join me in welcoming the incredible Michelle Williams. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
So Acne Mechanica, if people haven't heard of it, they're probably not alone, because it was really something that's not on a lot of people's radars. So tell me kind of how you found out about it. Because was it something that was taught to you in school even?
Well, no, it was not taught in school. I myself started experiencing Acne Mechanica during the COVID time when I would wear N95 masks every day, and it would irritate my cheeks where there would be friction. And really, since then, even though I don't wear masks, I still have triggers around my skin.
So the kind of interesting thing about you and why you're the perfect guest is because not only are you a skin expert by being a medical esthetician, but you, like really a lot of people, suffer from Acne Mechanica. And I think you do have a fairly severe form of it, because for you, it's really like a lot of times even minor things can trigger a flare. So sort of backing up, you went into it briefly. For those of us who have no idea what it is, or those listeners that have no idea what we're even talking about, what exactly is Acne Mechanica?
So Acne Mechanica is a type of acne that's triggered by pressure to the skin, friction to the skin, or even heat to the skin. And so you'll find that most people, whether it's from the mask that we have to wear, or hair, or going to bed at night, if their skin touches the pillow or even their hands, those are the types of people that will start to develop Acne Mechanica.
And when we mean acne, we mean like acne breakups, right? Redness, pimples, things like that. When I researched it, it really can happen to anything. So people can do it for shoulder pads, bra straps. Of course, maskne is a very, very common one. And that's why I wanted to sort of mention this, because most people have heard of maskne, but maskne is really a form of Acne Mechanica, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we know it's friction. We know it's any sort of pressure. We know it's heat that kind of causes the irritation. But as somebody who has it, like, tell me what your experiences is and what is really the degree of like suffering or how it impacts your life.
Well, it can be very frustrating, because the best treatment for it is to control the root cause of it. And so you really have to make sure that you're not touching your face. We really don't realize how much we touch our face. I touch my face all the time without even realizing it until it's too late. And I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to have a breakout from that. So whether it's touching our face or paying attention to how we sleep, our masks. So really you want to, it's very frustrating. It is, because sometimes you can't control it. But it's been a journey for me, and I'm still working on it.
Yeah, I mean, you have even taught yourself. You told me to like sleep on your back, which is kind of crazy in a way.
Yes, I've had to train myself to sleep on my back. I used to be a side sleeper, And once I developed this type of acne, I realized that if I slept on my pillow with my face touching my pillow, even if it was clean, I would break out because I would probably sweat or there would be heat. And then my hair can be a trigger. Mm-hmm. And so I would wake up with acne. So I definitely had to train myself to sleep on my back. So that way I can control the acne a little bit better.
Yeah. So you already went a little bit into treatment. So first of all, causes can really be different for everybody. Acne is a common one. Clothing can be a common one. Things like helmets or pads. And there's obviously always that thing like, number one, really make sure it's bacteria free. Because when you say touching your face, like you're not a picker. We're not talking the same as people like picking. We're talking about the same as if you were to rest like your face onto your hand or mm-hmm. do the little, if you're watching on video, kind of prop it up on your cheek, like massage your temple, something like really simple can trigger you. And again, it's not necessarily even related to bacteria. The first part of controlling it is obviously to make sure that you're not being exposed to bacteria. Like I know some dudes, for example, that may not ever wear that, wash that baseball cap they wear. Mm-hmm. So number one would obviously be to make sure that it's, if you're getting these breakout, that it's not from you exposing your skin to bacteria. Because of course, if you have a hat that you've worn for 3 years and never washed, like that's clearly bacteria laden. Or the same when people used to wear cloth masks, like we would tell them to wash their mask every day. But for you, it's really something as simple as friction that really has nothing to do with being, quote, clean or being dirty. And I think that's another myth that we kind of want to debunk.
Yes. I've had one of our treatments, the Light and Bright. But that same day, I did a Light and Bright on someone else. And simply from wearing the goggles and the heat and the sweat started here, mm-hmm. I started to develop a pimple, like, 2 days later. And so, like you said, and the goggles were obviously clean. So like you said, it has nothing, it can be due to bacteria, but when it comes to friction, it can really just be about the friction and pressure on the skin.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to mention too is that acne pectinica can actually happen in people with or without acne. That's the other interesting thing about it. Of course, it could be that acne sufferers due to friction get a breakout, and that is considered acne pectinica. However, there's also people like yourself who don't actually necessarily suffer from acne. And there's some yet poorly understood inflammatory mechanism at play. And like so many things in medicine and skincare, even though they know that the trigger is touching or friction and heat, it is not understood why somebody like me can touch my face all day long as it's clean and I don't pick and all of that stuff and I don't get a breakout. And somebody like you can literally wear goggles for one treatment that have been sanitized before, right?
Yes.
And get a breakout on the one spot that the goggles touch your face.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that people that have acne pectinica can use to treat it?
Well, the first thing they want to do is, like I said, just make sure that there is no friction. If you can minimize the friction and pressure on the skin, that's your first line of defense. And then you want to add in topicals. And so one of my favorite topical treatments is going to be benzoyl peroxide, because not only is it going to unclog the pore and exfoliate the skin, but it's also going to control the P. acne bacteria, if there is P. acne bacteria.
I love that. So benzoyl peroxide, and then next set of treatments would be what kind of things?
So with my skin, besides the benzoyl peroxide, I may incorporate a retinol maybe once a week. So that's another form of a topical. And then you can move on to other treatments like what we offer. So like the Light and Bright can be used. The Tixol, I love the Tixol because those can be used on active acne. And so it'll help to control the acne as well as improving scarring and pigmentation issues caused by acne pectinica.
Yeah, because that's really the thing, right? We want to treat the active breakout. And you're absolutely right. Of course, benzoyl peroxide, as you're the expert, is the first line of treatment. And then other things like other acids, like sometimes salicylic acid, glycolic acids, things like that. Again, depending on various other factors, such as your skin type, your skin thickness, your other medications and stuff. The other thing I want to mention also is like occlusive dressings can be helpful. For example, let's say you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
either your work requires it or you're feeling sick yourself. I know you've sometimes had the patches on where we can sort of try to, again, minimize the friction and maybe have some occlusive dressings that help almost create a barrier. And then, of course, the list of acne treatment goes on. We have great options. You mentioned the Light and Bright. There is a form of IPL that can be used for active acne, some salicylic acid peels. You mentioned the Tixel. What else? Even if somebody doesn't want anything invasive, some of the blue light can be really helpful. The new non-UV blue light, just to help sort of kill the bacteria. And then, like you said, there's really two components on it. We're controlling the active breakouts, and then we want to make sure that there's no residual scarring that happens or hyperpigmentation in darker skin types.
There is a wonderful mask that whenever I can find it at Ulta, it's a mask specifically designed to go under a face mask. So for the patients that work at hospitals, I would say the majority of my patients that I see for skin, they all work at a hospital or in some form of healthcare. And so for those patients, I would highly recommend to check that out. You can find it at Ulta, and it's to shield your skin from your mask so there is no friction on your cheeks.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I love that you mentioned that. That's exactly like the kind of occlusive dressing that we're talking about. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is you kind of said that for you, it just randomly started happening. And that's really very common. Like I said, I have like read all these PubMed articles in preparation for this interview to see if anybody has identified any sort of causes that are like deeper than that friction, like really to answer that question. Why are you suddenly now at 30 or almost 30 have this when at 24 you were totally fine? And really, like so many things, nobody knows why some people suddenly get triggered. I mean, they literally have no idea at all.
Very true. It is a little scary when you're like, oh, I never had acne all my life. This is great. I'm an esthetician. I should always have perfect skin. And then out of nowhere, like you said, once I hit 30 and I started wearing those masks every day, it never left. And even after removing the source of the acne, the original source of the acne, it never fully went away. So the only way that I can keep it under control is by, again, controlling the pressure and friction, and then using the topicals like the benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, retinols.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. And I totally hear you because you are absolutely right. I think in a way we are held to this different standard, right? Like being in aesthetic medicine, I think we feel like there's this pressure on us that like never have a wrinkle, never have a blemish, never have a brown spot, never have anything, because it's like the hairdresser that goes to the grocery store with like her hair in a messy bun or something like that. Where like our face is a little bit our calling card. And by the way, if you see Michelle, she's absolutely beautiful and she's absolutely flawless. And I think it helps us probably empathize with our patients. Like I have rosacea, right? And yes, I treat it and it does not take away the fact that I have rosacea. And when I'm sure when somebody comes and says to you like, oh my God, this is so frustrating, you can be like, I know.
Yes, it is good. It does feel good to be able to relate to patients who deal with it. It definitely does. And it helps to build trust between myself and the patient because they can see for themselves, okay, Michelle has dealt with it. She's not just telling me what to do. She's dealt with it. She'll know how to deal with it with me. She'll know how to try to correct this with me. And it'll be a journey that we'll both work on together.
Yeah. So before we end this interview, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about the topic that we have not touched upon?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question then. I ask everybody. What is your favorite treatment to receive? And she's one of those that I've never been able to talk into Botox people. Like, yeah, she's the only esthetician that works at a medical spa aesthetics office that I have not been able to talk into Botox or fillers yet. Once you start, like, it's going to be over. But seeing that normally everybody says Botox and you can't say Botox or you won't say Botox, what is your favorite treatment to get?
At the moment, it's the Light and Bright. Kayla, who's a provider here at Concierge Medical Arts, she has been giving me a series of treatments with the Light and Bright. which combines IPL to help control acne and pigmentation issues, and then the FRAPS, which is a resurfacing laser. And so when combined, I believe it gives amazing results.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those like true fan favorites that I don't think there's like, unless you don't have the right skin types for it, like Light and Bright is going to do amazing things for your skin. It's a great combo. What is your favorite treatment to perform?
I would say our chemical peels and again, the Light and Bright. So I've received it, but I can also provide that service for patients. I love chemical peels because I feel like it's an affordable way to control acne and pigmentation issues without spending so much money for those who want to take baby steps with their skincare journey. And then once they're ready for the more aggressive treatments, the Light and Bright is the way to go. And then when we have darker tone patients, the Tixol is also one of my favorites because it can be used on above a Fitzpatrick 4. So it's safe for most skin types.
And if you're not familiar with the Fitzpatrick scale, it measures the amount of pigment in your skin because, you know, different amounts of pigment react different, especially to laser treatments. So when she talks about the Tixol, the nice thing about it is that it's truly safe for all skin types, including people of Southeast Asian descent, maybe some Indian heritage, African-American skin. And even with our chemical peels, we really make sure that we have sets of chemical peels for all skin types, because especially acne, hyperpigmentation, all those things is really common in everybody. Well, Michelle, thank you for shedding light on this, for sharing your personal experience, and for doing all the skin magic that you do at Concierge Medical Arts. And if you're in Fayetteville, absolutely come meet Michelle. She's here to like help solve all your skincare needs.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, and I will see you next time on the next episode of the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast with Dr. Judith Borger. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. Follow Dr. Borger on Instagram at Dr. Borger and find more online and ways to work with Dr. Borger at www.theaestheticdoctor.com. Until next time, be well.